Tomorrow night, the Phoenix-based Black Theater Troupe will begin performances of its latest play, Lines in the Dust. It follows the company's goal of presenting timely, relevant productions that'll give audiences a lot to think about. Lines in the Dust is about a young mother who takes steps to get her child into a better performing school. With me to talk about the goals of Black Theater Troupe and its challenges is David Hemphill, longtime executive director. David, what's your general thinking about doing theater that is thought-provoking and not just entertaining?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question. That is how the Black Theater Troupe started. It started out of activism. It was initially founded by Helen Mason as a program for restless youth in the city. So she started these things called rap sessions, not the boom, boom, boom rap, but, you know, talk sessions. So out of these talk sessions, she had the participants in the neighborhood write stories, poems, do a dance, whatever. So in all of those things, they had to have the theme of racial unrest, civil injustice, political empowerment, all of those things. So that's how the theater started, out of activism. And we've, you know, maintained that mantle ever since. And I think that that is what is so important about not only the work that we do, but very important about all theater. I think that, you know, after we're all long and gone, the only record that will remain, other than, you know, the clinical historical things, is the arts.
When we think about Black Theater Troupe and some of the issues you're addressing, do they all have to, in some ways, deal with race in some sense? Do they all have to address race from one angle or another?
They happen to address race, but they are, in a broader context, they're more about humanity. They're more about the humanity of our times, of the current time, so to say. All of our stories are universal. We get that question all the time. Are all the stories Black? Well, that is our emphasis. Our emphasis is on the Black experience. But what people have to remember is the Black experience has been influenced by many, many different cultures. So we do stories that touch upon that. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that what you're doing, the work you're doing there, and the other performers and the actors and the people behind the scenes, is even more relevant now as people have become even more concerned about what's going on in the world?
That's one of the important aspects of a theater company like ours. History is, you know, a bit cyclical. So we always seem to be in the right time when there are major issues that arise. In our current atmosphere, it's very very important for us to continue to speak out, because there are a lot of things that are not only great fodder for theater, but they are a great basis for our basic tenet, which is activism.
Does art, to some extent, does it have to be controversial in some ways? And I don't mean controversial for the sake of being controversial, but stuff that it's not just you're sitting in a nice comfort zone. Does it have to be challenging to some extent?
I think it does. I think it has to be courageous, because you have a lot of power to affect change. You have a lot of power to affect people's thought processes, and you know, it can be, you know, transformative. So I think that good theater always does make people think. It'll make them uncomfortable and they think. It'll make them reflective and they think. But the important thing is that they will think.
Are there any particular challenges about having the Black Theater Troupe? You've been there for a couple of decades at least. In a community like this, in a community of Phoenix, where there's much more emphasis put on, in terms of population, but much more emphasis put on Latino culture, is there a challenge built in there?
Sure. It is very challenging, but that goes right back to the reason that we've lasted so long is because it goes right back to my earlier point. We do stories that are universal. We keep it interesting because we reflect culture, and we let our audiences know that the African-American experience has been touched by many, many cultures. But that was one of the big questions that I get on a national basis. We participate in many national forums as well as festivals and et cetera. And they often say, there's no black people in Arizona. How do you do theater there? But I, tell them exactly what it is. It's we do universal work. And good stories are good stories. It doesn't matter, who's telling them. A good story is a good story.
So what sort of reaction does Black Theater Troupe get when you present something that is, and not to say you don't do generally thought-provoking stuff, but stuff that's really might, again, enter that realm of controversy? Do you get different response from audiences? Are they saying, do they want more of it? Not exclusively that, but are they hungry for more of that kind of thing where when they leave the theater, they're not just tapping their foot, they're really thinking?
Yeah, they they want more. They enjoy what we do, and I wouldn't want to trivialize it and call it a niche audience, but it is a very, very specific mindset that is our base. And they want the thought-provoking shows, and they want the controversial shows, and they let us know are the ways. But in one of the reasons that we're so comfortable using that format, controversial, courageous, whichever you want to call it, mm-hmm. The reason we're so comfortable in doing that is because we use it as an educational platform. Also, there's always a talk back after the shows. If there's no formal talk back, you can believe there's people in the lobby talking about what just went on or what they feel about it and et cetera. But I think that that's why it's important.
David Hemphill of Black Theater Troupe. David, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And David is the executive director of Black Theater Troupe. Its next production, Lines in the Dust, opens tomorrow.